Hey, y'all.
It is time to get it on. We are going to talk, kicking off Diet Mentality Month. This is a, I think that December is a great time to do this because we typically slip into diet mentality in December because we think, well, there's no way to lose weight because I'm going to have to eat all these bad foods this month. And diet mentality, at the core of it, you know what it tells us? It tells us that there's wrong ways to eat. And so we're going to start by talking about what is and isn't diet mentality today. So I am going to make a couple of announcements. I'm going to get everything going. Happy birthday, PJ. Let me get my coach of record on stage. They're not here yet, so they'll be in just a second. And then let me pull up one last thing, and then we'll be good to go. I actually have my notes. I don't know if one of my coach, if one of my coaches is here to work Q&A, will you raise your hand? If not, looks like Corinne will be doing it on her own today, like a boss. Maybe one of my coaches is having a hard time with their intranets this morning. All right, let me go over a few things. So number one, we are going to talk all about diet mentality all month long. And let me tell you what we're going to do each week. So today we will be talking about what diet mentality is and what it ain't. Next week, you will have, I believe you're going to have Coach NJ next week because I will be at a 2-day book writing retreat. I know y'all keep asking me about a book. I have written literally 2 books, and I'm going to be real honest. I am hard to please when it comes to putting my book out into the world. I didn't like my 2 books, and I have scrapped them both, and now I am starting over again. But I'm going to a book writing retreat this time to learn from an expert who I really respect in the book writing world, who does a lot of business books and stuff. He also does some fiction and things like that. His name is Donald Miller. And so I will be there, but you will have Coach MJ, and you will be learning the top 3 diet rules that are screwing up your weight loss. On December 20th, we will be talking about the 3 hidden reasons the weight's not staying off. And December 27th, we will be going over moving beyond diet drama for good. So that's what you have to look forward to this month. If you want the resources, the replays, anything that we do around this topic this month, if you go to This Month in No BS, it is inside your membership site. So do not forget, there is a ton of resources inside of nobswomen.com. Don't forget, there's videos and replays. You can search topics. There's Ask Coaches. There's all kinds of things. A lot of times y'all get off in that Facebook group and then you get to listening to things in the podcast player. And you're like, where is all this stuff? It's in your membership portal. So don't forget to go over there to find all kinds of goodies that we have for you. And then each week I'm going to be recommending a resource from Module 2. That is the Breaking Diet Thinking module. So if you haven't taken it in a while, you might want to take it again. If you are working your way through the No BS course, don't worry. You'll get to Module 2 at some point. But if you are just attending this call, I'm sure where no matter where you are in the No BS weight loss course, you will learn something. And then for a lot of you, as we go through this month, you are going to start noticing a lot of diet thinking coming up. You're going to see all kinds of things that you're thinking about around food that you may not have even known was diet thinking. That's why I want to spend a month on it. I don't want you beating yourself up over it. I don't want you to feel bad about it. The whole point when we educate y'all on this stuff is so that you can start seeing it more often in your life instead of when we don't see it, we just feel gross. We just feel icky. We just feel overwhelmed. We just feel bad. We just think these things are the truth and everything feels so hard. Then when I teach you this stuff, you're like, oh my gosh, I do think that. That's good news. Because the more you know the things that you think and you can spot them, then we can start challenging it. Then we can start manipulating it when those thoughts come up. Always remember, the goal is not to stop the thoughts. Everybody always comes on a call and they say like, but I keep thinking. Who the fuck cares? That's good news. You want to know and hear every fucking time you think it. The problem is when you don't hear it. So now when you know something's diet mentality and you keep thinking it, you have the opportunity to redirect thy mind redirect that mind as many fucking times as it takes. If you're driving your car and let's say the, what do you call it? The steering's out and your car pulls, it's out of alignment and it's always pulling hard to the right. Would you get in your car and drive down the road and be like, but my car keeps pulling to the right. I guess I'm going to have to run into the ditch all the time. No. You would be like, I'm going to like steer this way, steer this way, steer this way to get to where I need to go. And then one day I'm going to fix my alignment. Today is not the day. So when your brain thinks things, I don't ever want to hear y'all say, but my brain keeps thinking. Y'all say it like it's a bad thing. It's like, but my brain keeps thinking, and that's bad. And I'm like, but my brain keeps thinking, so I must have the opportunity to redirect that shit. Because if you keep hearing it, you already know it's bullshit. I don't think it dawns on you that that's where you're at now. If you can spot a shitty thought, that means you've already identified that's a shitty thought. There's a part of me that probably believes it, and there's also a part of me that believes it's some bullshit. So let's just go with the part of you that believes it's bullshit. And then you redirect and you redirect and you redirect until your brain is like, God, I'm so fucking tired of redirecting. I might as well send up the good shit now. Because we have to retrain our brain to send up new thoughts. We don't just have, like Corinne says, some enlightenment. The lightning strikes me and my brain never thinks that again. No, here's what always happens. I say the enlightenment. You're like, fuck yeah, that makes sense. Ooh, that's me. Blah, 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 blah. And then you go out into the cold world. And in the cold world, you're going to think that shit over and over and over again. And now you're going to hear it. And instead of whining, we're redirecting. And then eventually your brain gets tired of having to redirect. So then it becomes a habit to think the new thing. But it's never going to become a habit if you sit and be a moaner and a groaner that your brain keeps thinking shit. Never. All right. So you can go to Ask Coaches when you notice this shit. So if you start hearing things and you want to unwind it, you want to ask questions and you want to watch another video on it, anything that you want, take it to the Ask Coaches. Now, here's some exciting news about Ask Coaches. Everybody, just take a moment. Because Corinne has been thinking about things. And when I did, so if you don't know, earlier this year, I did a project with a big group. It's called Project U. It was a group program that I offered. And one of the things that they really loved was that we didn't use Ask Coaches. We used another app called Slack where they could do their thing like, here's what I want coaching on. And then I could just reply. And then they could reply to me. And then I could reply to them. And then they could reply to me. And then I could reply to them. We could have a conversation. We are upgrading Ask Coaches. It will be the same button. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to install an app. You ain't got to do jack shit, but enjoy the fruits of my labor. So here's what's going to happen. You are now going to be able to ask a question and ask coaches and have a conversation with coaches. Whereas before, you could ask your question, a coach would respond, we were done. Now there's going to be able to have that interaction. You are going to see a few things change. Number one, coaches are going to tell you a lot of shit. They're going to ask you more questions. Y'all are fixing to learn what it is like to be coached. One of the instructions I've given the coaches, don't always tell them what to do. Find the problem. Make them unearth what's really going on for them. Help them find wisdom in their own heads. I think this is going to revolutionize everything for us. I think you are going to feel like you're getting such a more personalized experience when it comes to getting help. And I'm going to tell all of you, there is not one chatbot or AI running that sucker. Do you know who's on the other end? Like if you go to Noom and you go to all the, like you go to a Weight Watcher stuff, you know who's sitting on the other end? Fucking computers. Most of the time, to get to a human, you got to go through level after level after level of a fucking computer who does not understand how you feel, who has not been down the same road as you in your life. That computer don't give a fuck about you. We do. Every single response is coming from one of my coaches that is trained underneath me, who live the no BS life, and they love you. So you can take that to the bank. All right. The old format of coaches, ask coaches, is going to retire on December the 20th. So the next couple of weeks, you can go back and read through old answers, but we do need to retire that version for the new. But here's what I know about all of you, because we have tens of thousands of questions. It will not take us but a couple weeks for you to have all the reading you ever desire. But if there's anything you want to see in the old responses, now is the time to go copy paste and save it for yourself. Otherwise, we are going to retire that stuff to make room for all the new stuff. Let's see. So we will be having hyperlinks. You won't have to copy and paste into a browser anymore if they send you things that you can do. A coach will leave a comment on your question within 48 hours. You'll see a comment box that you can reply to, and that will be talking to that coach. But we want you to remember, we need 48 hours between the comments, and only the original asker is going to see the comment box. So if you go and your friend asked a question and you're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, that's me too. You will not be able to get in and horn in on their conversations. Ask your own damn question. We want it to be a personal experience between the person asking the question and the person who's helping them. Okay. All questions that are asked before December 6th are going to be on the old Ask Coaches format. And then all questions asked after December 6th will be on be asked and answered on the new Ask Coaches page. All right. I got to take a drink. I'm telling y'all right now. Corinne's starving. My lovely cold ass bagel is just sitting here staring at me. Like my stomach is at a level 10 of hunger right now. I have been working since 5 a.m. going hard. We're going to make it though. Here's one thing I know. Hunger is not an emergency. It just sucks sometimes. Hunger is distracting. Hunger is not an emergency. I ain't going to pass out, but man, is my stomach growling. Woo! All right. Let's talk about diet mentality. So diet mentality, I think one of the most confusing things for y'all is you think diet mentality, you can eat while we talk. Y'all do not want me chewing on food like a cow chewing the cud. Like I would spit food. I'm not graceful enough. So diet mentality is not about what you do. And that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that we make is we think diet mentality is like choosing a salad. We think diet mentality is substituting cauliflower for pasta. Diet mentality is bringing your own food to a gathering. That is not diet mentality. That's what you do. Diet mentality is about why you do it. So if you think about our think, feel, do cycle, there's the do line of that. So the things that you're doing to lose weight always go there. But we don't know if it's diet mentality until we look at why are you doing it? Why did you make this choice? Just like some people would say, like, Corinne, if you've been up since 5 and you've been working, you even worked out, and you're not eating your breakfast, that's diet mentality. It's like, no, that's called priorities. I did not have time to eat. This is not diet mentality. Diet mentality would be like, I shouldn't eat until 10 because I read that, you know, on an Instagram post by the fasting gods. Diet mentality is always, always what you think and how you feel and driving your actions. Okay. Yes, Paula, Ask Coaches is going to remain anonymous. So the reason behind choosing the foods that you eat, the reasons why you stop eating, the reasons why you skip a snack, the reasons why you level up will never be diet mentality until we actually look at the thoughts that were preceding before you did it. So for example, if you eat a salad every day because you think you have to in order to lose weight, and you suck it down while thinking this is the only way that I'll ever be able to lose my weight, that would be called diet mentality. The choice of a salad, the eating of a salad every day, it would only be diet mentality if you did it because you forced yourself because you thought there's no other way to lose weight. Or you thought salads are better than other things. I shouldn't eat other things. I should be eating this. That is more diet mentality. Now, did I ever, hang on. Let me pause for just a second. Coach Lisa, I'm going to bring you up. There you go. Let me answer these two questions in the Q&A real fast, y'all, and then we'll get back to diet mentality. Because Lisa can't see the questions when she comes on later. Will the old questions in Ask Coaches be deleted? Yes, they're going to be deleted. So you need to look at them before December 20th. And will the new Ask Coaches be anonymous? Yes. Okay, now we can get back to regular programming. Lisa, when we upload this as a replay, can you cut this part out so that we have a clean diet mentality video, not a me interjecting here? All right. That's how we do things around here at No BS. So I'm going to take a breath so Lisa will know where to come back in. Okay. So now if you eat a salad every day because it gives you veggies in one big shot, like Corinne does, one of the reasons why I like to eat a salad every day is because I'm like, I want to make sure I get plenty of veggies because I don't always eat vegetables with every meal. I don't always eat them every day. So some weeks I plan salads like 5 days a week because I'm like, you know what? That's the easiest way for me to make sure I'm getting plenty of vegetables in my life. Maybe you think, you know, it's easy to lose weight eating a salad versus eating out for lunch every day. So I'm going to pack a salad. I kind of like them. I make good ones. That's not diet mentality. Here's why. You're enjoying it. So I want you to think about diet mentality very often has, like, you identify a behavior that you're doing and you always just want to ask yourself, why am I doing it? And why I'm doing it, do I like my reason? Like Kim here in the comments, she just said something beautiful. I eat salads every day because it helps with my overall digestion. And I happen to love salads. I even crave them. I am the same way. Now, I'm not eating a salad every day right now. I'm trying a couple of other things that I actually really love. But most, I would say 30 weeks out of the year, I probably eat a salad almost every single day. I love them. Like, there's 1,000 different ways to make a salad. They're fast. I mean, God knows. Corinne, like, when it's time to eat, I like to just have my food immediately. There's nothing better than a pre-made salad that you can just throw your dressing on and you can just get to eating. Like, those are what we call lovely reasons. They're convenient. They're full of vegetables. I shit like a major champ when I eat salads. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So it's always about what you think. Next, sometimes old diet feelings and thoughts will creep into no BS behaviors that we have. So when that's happening, that's just a sign that we need to unwind diet mentality that's being misplaced. So here's a good example. You might have great reasons to wait for hunger. One of the things that we say is like right now, I'm hungry. I have great reasons to wait on my bagel until this call is over. Number one, I look like a goober eating and teaching. I'm likely to choke. Trust me, Corinne cannot talk and eat anymore. Otherwise, she's coughing up a lung. You might be waiting on hunger because it's like, you know what? I've never really done that. I don't allow my body to get slightly hungry. And since I've learned to wait for hunger That's teaching me all the times I've been eating mindlessly, just popping shit in my mouth for the fun of it. Waiting for hunger is actually helping me lose weight easier because I'm cutting out easy bullshit eating that I never paid attention to. But for some of you, what happens is you may have great reasons like, Corinne, this makes sense. This waiting for hunger thing is fucking genius. How'd you even come up with it? But then here comes the day. It's time to wait for the hunger. And all of a sudden, it's like your brain goes ham. This isn't fair. I shouldn't have to do this. Who the fuck has to wait on hunger? Normal people don't do this. Like your brain starts going ham because in the past, when you waited for hunger on a diet, it was because you were being punished. It was unsafe. It was way too much. So if you did a diet in the past where you, let's say, you know, you calorie counted, and so many diets tell women to eat like 1500 calories a day. That is like almost the universal standard for a woman in diet land. But 1500 calories a day is way under eating for the average woman who works, who has any kind of life, who has a job where they have to do a lot of thinking and they're busy and then they got to come home and they also got to take care of life. Like there's so much extra calories being, this is not even a woman who exercises. There is so much extra calorie burn. Just like when I do these calls, my Oura Ring says I'm always in the stress category. My heart rate's always higher. I'm waving my hands like a motherfucker. Hell, I'm sweating right now. You do more than most of you think you do. And so when you did diets that cut your calories so low, saying that was how you had to lose weight, you probably had at least 3 or 4 days a week where you felt extreme hunger. You ran out of food by the end of the day. You never had enough to get you through the night, and you literally did go to bed starving. You were just hanging on between meals because they made you go to extreme hunger. So when you start waiting for hunger now, your brain is like alarm bells. Like it makes sense when you hear the lesson, but then when you are actually doing it, your brain starts giving you diet mentality. Even if now you're not doing diet mentality, you're like, I'm waiting for hunger. Like I have this host of reasons why. Corinne says that's what we should do. It makes complete sense. I never thought about doing it that way. But then when you're waiting, your brain is like, you're going to starve. You're probably going to overeat later. This is not good. That's when we want to know that sometimes when we look back, we want to question the thoughts. So if you're doing something like waiting for hunger and you look and you think, oh my gosh, the reason why it's hard for me to wait for it is because I think I'm going to starve. This isn't enough food. That's misplaced diet mentality. We do want to continue to wait for hunger. What we want to do is we want to talk to ourselves and say, girl, I would never let you starve again. We're just waiting for slight hunger. I will never make you be that hungry ever again to lose weight. You don't need it. That's why it never worked in the past. Extreme starvation just led you to binging. It just led you to overeat. And we are not doing that anymore. We are literally now, like, I just need you to know, I won't do that to you again. If your brain thinks it's unfair, you tell your brain, like, I get it. It feels unfair because in the past it was punitive. But it's not unfair to wait for hunger now. I get to plan foods I like now. If I'm actually hungry, I get to eat. Unlike before, there were times when I was actually hungry and the calorie range said I couldn't eat. I'm not doing that anymore. This is where we talk about what I was saying in the beginning. What we have to do is we have to like trace back. What is the thinking that we're having? Is that a mixed signal? is this old paranoid thinking that's coming up around something new and that's not the same. I liken this to relationships. So my early relationships, the very first boyfriend I ever had, I dated him for 3 years in high school, cheated on me. The next boyfriend that I had cheated on me. The guy I married right out of high school, we divorced. I married him when I turned 18, was divorced by 21, cheated on me with anything that breathed. The next guy, he didn't cheat on me physically, but he was online trying, emotionally cheating on me. I had so many relationships with men where it always ended in them cheating on me. Then I meet Chris. And he's not like them. And he's pretty fucking amazing. And the reason, and like, let me just say, when we met, I was dating someone else. And he really liked me. But he refused to be that guy that would be with someone else's girl. And he told me, he said, I just want you to know I have feelings for you. I really like you. We'd all been hanging out, doing all kinds of stuff. Like, he was always in the group. And he said, if you ever decide that you and Will aren't going to work out, I totally want to date you. But I will not date somebody, some dude's guy. That's how our relationship started. And I will just let y'all know, Will happened to work for Chris. He came to our wedding. And he also came to visit the first week Logan was born. Great guy, just wasn't my guy. And it was such a beautiful breakup because Chris started our relationship off with respect for another man and me. Well, guess what? I had misplaced relationship mentality. The first few years of our marriage, I just knew he was going to cheat on me. Like, I would look at him and no matter what he said to me, I would think, He's going to cheat on me. It's just a matter of time. You're overweight. That is just what dudes do. Like, I just kept, my brain was on high alert because I'd been hurt so many times. And it took a while for me to remind myself, he is not like the others. The same thing happens to us with our food. When we are using the four basics, it takes time when you've had past diet trauma, when you have over-dieted, been over-hungry, punished, removed foods. It takes time for you not to have the same thinking around this thinking, this new stuff. Just like with the 24-hour plan. You know, when you start planning food you love, what is the first thing that happens? You shouldn't be eating that. There's no way you're gonna lose weight eating these things. This is so wrong. Even though I have coached thousands of women to lose weight doing it, I am sitting before you. I'm sitting here with a cinnamon raisin bagel, 15 years into maintenance. And you're like, I shouldn't eat that. It's like, no proof that that's going to work. That ain't going to work for me. Hold on. Wait, you have all the proof in the world that your thinking is just wrong. And guess what? We have other proof that, like, this could work for you. So this is the thing. All of you are still going to think this. Like, whoever just frowny-faced me, Mandy.
I still think this.
Why don't you just put it in there? But I still think this, Corinne. You know how I love it. It's like, of course you do. This is why you're a no BS woman. You're here to unwind years of that stuff. And when you spent years dieting through punishment, dieting through restriction, dieting in unhealthy ways, basically dieting in a way that we mistreat ourselves, you're going to have patience. So how do we stop it? Mandy, you must not have even heard the first part of my class. We don't. We redirect it. over and over and over again. It's not a problem that any of you have diet mentality thoughts. It only becomes a problem when you whine about it, when you feel sorry for yourself about it, when you think you have I had that thought. I guess I have no choice. You redirect it. And Mandy, yes, it could be a lifelong redirect. But for all of you who want to bitch and moan about a life, I'm not saying Mandy, you are. For all of you who want to bitch and moan about a lifelong redirect, let me ask you this. You could quit redirecting your brain and you could keep all those shitty thoughts and feel terrible. And you could feel really terrible and keep trying to do diets that suck. And you could never lose your weight, always feeling restricted and all these other things. Or you could spend the rest of your life redirecting your brain and eating things that you like, losing weight, figuring your shit out. And at the worst, be just tired that you have to redirect your brain. I never like to make the promise that y'all are going to get rid of your diet thinking. I don't think it's a responsible promise any diet coach, any weight loss coach should ever make. If someone promises you that you will get rid of that thinking, run the other way. What I promise is that the life you'll have because you're willing to redirect as long as it takes is worth fighting for. I'll make that promise every day. I redirect my brain all the time. I mean, y'all think you got it bad? You try running a weight loss company where you are constantly teaching this shit, where you are the role model, where you are the spokesperson, you are the face, you are all of it. My life is centered around weight loss. I still have diet mentality at times. I just don't fight it. I redirect it. I don't get mad at it. I redirect it. I don't expect it to go away. I embrace it and redirect it. And I got a pretty fucking good life because of that. Sometimes I wish my brain would wouldn't think shitty thoughts about my body sometimes. That's normal. But as long as I'm willing to love myself at the end of it, as long as I'm willing to work on it and stuff, the worst that happens is I have a minute or two of feeling like shit about my body, and then I'm moving on. I will pay that tax every day to have a life where, in general, I have figured out how to like so much about me outside of my thighs, outside of certain things. I want all of you to have that, every one of you. That's why I refuse to do some of the bullshit that other diets do. This is why we focus so much on how we think. Okay. So, for all of you, just don't make food the problem in your life. Food is not the problem. It's always, what are we eating and why? I don't care if it's a salad or a Twinkie. Neither's a problem. Unless your brain is thinking about it like a problem. We just want to always remember food is not doing a damn thing to you. It's literally just sitting there. I want you to think about, why am I eating what I'm eating? Do I like my reasons? And at any time, you don't know if you have a good reason. Anytime you're like, I don't know, I can't decide if this is diet mentality or not. Go to Ask Coaches. Let us work with you on it. Post in the Facebook group. Me and the coaches are over there too. And your peers. So many of your peers know how to do this now. Not all. I'm going to say there's probably about 20% of you that do. But I want you to feel normal. 80% of the people in here don't always know when they're having diet mentality or not. So I want you to ask yourself this question. How many pounds are you carrying around right now because you overate when you thought you blew it? Like, if you think about all the weight you need to lose, how many pounds are you toting around right now because you had a fuck it moment? Because you thought you screwed up? At least 15. I want to tell you all right now, 25. A lot. 65. 20. 150. I want all of you to think about this. You didn't change anything you ate. You lived on a steady diet of pizza and Twinkies. But you only ate that pizza and you only ate those Twinkies when you were hungry and you stopped at enough. You never ate an extra slice because you think you did it wrong. You shouldn't have had it. That is how much weight you would lose. So before y'all start blaming food and making your food choices a problem, let's just not have bullshit going on. The problem is not that. Cut out all your extracurricular shame eating first. Cut that shit out and let's just see how much weight you fucking lose. That's the easiest weight to lose. How would you think about it? So many of you think weight loss is hard because like, I'll have to be hungry. I won't be able to eat the things I want. I'm like, you know what? You're going to be slightly hungry. You're always going to eat to enough. And you're going to eat the stuff you love. I just don't want you to overeat because you think you're wrong or bad. Put that out fucking first before you try to manipulate food. Give it a whirl. And then I want you to ask yourself this. How many pounds are you potentially carrying around right now because you overate things after swearing them off? You had rebound eating. It's like, well, I cut that shit out and, can't have that because I'm addicted. I mean, you know me, can't control myself. Better get all that shit out of my house. Never have that again. And then there's a day. It's back in the house. You're going to try. Like, you bring it back in. And then you have never practiced. The only thing you practiced was thinking that it's bad. And the second you eat it, you go fucking ham on it because you never built trust with yourself. Food is not the problem. So what if we just planned those foods and we cut out overeating them because we quit trying to swear them off? Like, let's say it's chips. You can't control yourself around chips. Well, you decide you're going to try to have chips. I'm just going to have some with my sandwich. Well, because only the attitude you have about them is, I shouldn't be eating them. You end up eating an entire bag of Lay's in one sitting. You're going to gain weight. But you didn't eat that whole bag because chips are powerful or you're addicted. You ate the chips because you're not practicing. You're not building safety around them. You're not giving them to you in smaller amounts so that you can enjoy them often. That's why you keep overeating them. So tell the truth. Don't be lying anymore to yourself. Now I want you to imagine if you had some chips in the house and every day you ate them with a sandwich over the course of a week, you would lose weight. Some people would be like, well, wouldn't that be the same amount of chips? No, because each day your body wouldn't be getting overfed. Each day you would feel like you're enjoying yourself. Each day you would start relaxing, feeling more at peace, not needing to freak out around food and stuff. I wonder how many other foods you would do that with. People are like, it's very hard to imagine. Well, you better start imagining, because if you're only imagining a nightmare, guess what you get? The nightmare on repeat. If you start imagining, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get some chips and I'm going to plan to have chips every fucking day this week. I'm going to pre-measure them bad boys out and I'm going to eat them with my sandwich. And here's what I know is going to happen. I'm probably going to think that I'm doing something wrong. I'm going to have misplaced diet mentality. So it's going to be really important in that moment to redirect my mind to be like, we are not doing something wrong. Here's what we're doing. We are learning how to be able to have chips without overeating them. And I'm going to need to do it steadily for like a week, 2 or 3 weeks until I'm like, you know what? If I could have chips every day, I think I'm kind of tired of them. I don't need them every day. That's what happened with me and ice cream. I had it every fucking night. And then eventually, as I started gaining more control over food and I started doing more positive things for myself and I was giving myself the things I thought I desperately wanted and I had a hard time around, when I started getting it in regular intervals on purpose instead of just mindlessly, all of a sudden the craving for it started to go down. Then I didn't need it every day. It's like, you know what? I just don't even want the chips today. I want something else. That's a beautiful place to get to. All right. So here's what I want you to do. If for some reason you overeat, I do not want you ever again to swear off the food. We have got to stop doing that. How many people in here, tell me in the comments, in the chat, how many of you have sworn off your favorite foods and you legit never ate them again and it wasn't because of a health concern? How many of you has that actually worked? No. This week I swore off donuts. So you've got like 7 days on, well, you don't even have seven. You got 3 days under your belt. Nope. Some of you have a food you've decided, like very few. One person swore off donuts. No. This is the problem. Take it from all of these people that keep trying to do it. Y'all keep trying this one formula. I'm going to eat my fucking face off. Plus self-loathe equals remove the food for life. And yet that never happens. You always go back to it and just repeat. I just want you all to consider, if you've been, why do you think if you've done it 1,000 times this way, that it's going to work the next time? I mean, you have hope. Like, I can understand your brain tries to talk you into it, but experience is telling you that swearing off the food is not working. So somebody asked, so what do we do? Here's what I would do. Promise that when you overeat something, instead of swearing off the food, that you're going to plan it again very soon and try again. Now, I will tell all of you, when you first start doing this, it might take 3 or 4 times of really overeating something because your brain's going to be like, oh my God, this is so wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. Let me get this out of my system. If I just eat the rest of it, then I won't have to be tempted anymore. I know that's what your brain, that's diet mentality stuff, except you will be tempted again. It won't be in your house, but the next time you go to the store, guess what? I think you should try again. I mean, you are an enlightened woman. This time will be different. If you swore off the food, this time won't be any different because you didn't do it any differently. If you swore off the food, it's never different the next time because you had no practice or permission to eat the food. You did never put a new way to do it. I mean, just think about the whole sentence. It's laced in fallacy. This time will be different. Why? You're just doing it the same way you've always done it. You're restricting it, telling yourself this time will be different without actually doing anything different. So let's actually do something different. If you binge out on something, you overeat something, plan it again as soon as possible. Give yourself at least 10 attempts to eat it before you throw in the towel. 10. And I mean 10 attempts. As close as you can to each other. You will run out of desire for it. It won't be like you'll be like, oh my God, I turned my nose up at this. What will happen is the more you give yourself permission, the more your guard lets down around it. The more it's just like when you, it's just like it's that hedonic conditioning. You know how like when you get a car, it's brand new, and you swear to fucking baby Jesus in the golden diaper, this is the one you're going to take care of. This is the one we never eat in. This is the one I will, you know, take to the cleaners every week, and I will buff it with a diaper on Sunday. It's my car. And then 3 or 4 months, you're scarfing down a Klondike in it. You hauled the grandkids in it with goldfish. You ain't washing it every week because that was tiring and expensive because you got used to the fucking car. It was all exciting in the beginning, but after a while, you're like, oh, this is just normal. Same thing happens with our favorite foods. When you eat them intentionally, and you do this, like when, especially when it's a food that's triggering, when you do it over and over and over and over again on purpose. I'm not saying, and this is where I think y'all are getting confused. So you want me to go get a bag of chips and eat a whole bag of chips 10 times in a row? No. I want you to go get a bag of chips, and each time I want you to tell yourself, I have permission to eat these chips, and I want to do my damn best to stop it enough. I'm going to eat this serving. I'm going to put it on a plate with my sandwich. I'm going to learn how not to go back and finish them because I think I've done something wrong. I'm going to do this to prove to myself that food is not the problem. The problem is my thinking around it. And then each time you do it, and I will tell you, when you have been overeating and triggered for a long time, the first few times, you will notice probably, you may do great, but then you might like, maybe the first two times you do great and the third one was the whammy. That's the one where like, it just happened real quick. Next thing you know, you're eating it. Then you feel bad. You didn't even realize you were shaming yourself. And next thing you know, you're hoovering the whole bag down. We don't give up. We don't think it didn't work. We say like, all right, I got to plan it again. Got to plan it again. I got to pay attention. I need to listen for me telling myself I did a bad thing. I got to listen for me and every little thing in there because I got to redirect those thoughts because I'm going to get good at eating some fucking chips. That's what's fixing to happen. And then, like, as you keep doing it and doing it and doing it, you will notice it will get easier and easier to stop. Your brain won't be thinking that it's some kind of novel thing. It won't be thinking that you're being bad anymore. It might think them, but you'll have an easier time redirecting your brain. You'll have courage to say like, I know I think I'm doing it bad, but I'm not. That's what I want for y'all. So, if you overeat, I want you to exchange that beat down for some understanding. And as quickly as you can, I want you to catch thoughts that you're having. And I want you to remind yourself, I'm rewiring judgment and shame about food, about myself, so I can just quit overeating. And I can quit overeating because I overate. Like, there's so many levels to win in weight loss. For a lot of you, just learning how to not overeat because you feel bad about foods you're choosing will get, a lot of you said, 10 to 20 pounds off. Learning how to stop fuck it eating because you think you screwed up, another 10 to 20 pounds are gone. So many of you, the weight loss is right there begging you to have it. And you're so focused on the right foods. Is this healthy or not? Is this good? Is this bad? How many calories is this? You're so choked up on that shit that you're missing the obvious wins. And I don't want y'all missing them anymore. So, The goal this month is to notice as many of those diet thoughts that you're having. You can look at what you're doing and you can ask yourself, why am I eating like this? Why is this happening? And if you see the action, then ask yourself, what diet thought led me to this action? Or what good thought led me to this action? So listen for things like, I've only ever lost weight while counting calories or cutting carbs. Not true, or you wouldn't fucking be here. Here's your truth. I've cut calories and cut carbs in the past, and it wasn't sustainable, or I wouldn't be here. If you want to say something about it, tell the truth. I can't eat XYZ. Unless you have a medical diagnosis for something, that's just not true. You haven't learned yet how to not have shame around it. You haven't learned yet how to put it back into your world in a way that works for weight loss. That's true. Blank is a bad or good food. Not true. Food does not have morality. There are some foods that make you poop. There are some foods that give you lots of nutrition. Like if you want to think something, say like, hey, these foods have, more nutrition in them than these foods. But that doesn't make them morally superior. Just makes them more nutritious. These foods actually have more joy. That doesn't make my healthy foods bad. But this food over here, I like the taste of it better. Brings me joy. Brings me back to my culture. Brings me all these things. It's not morally worse. It's not better. It's just foods all serve different purposes. I'm being bad. Unless you're kicking puppies or pushing old men on walkers down the stairs, you are not being bad by what you put in your mouth. I'm being good. Short of you, taking care of puppies who've been kicked. And picking up old men that's gotten shoved down the stairs, you ain't being good either by what the fuck you put in your mouth. You want to be a good person? Go donate some money. Go volunteer. Don't tell yourself you're a good person because you eat a salad. I shouldn't or should eat this much. We're not doing that. You know what we're going to be doing? We are going to be listening to our body. I am learning how to figure all this out one day at a time. All right. So one of the worksheets that y'all can use, we have some resources for y'all. We're going to actually quit. I want to tell everybody, I'm making a global announcement on this call. And I want y'all to like tell me whenever I do it. We are no longer calling shit worksheets. Here's why. None of y'all want to do a fucking worksheet. Neither do I. Do you know what we have? We have valuable resources that help you unwind this shit. And one of our resources is called Rewriting Your Diet Rules. It's Module 2, Lesson 10. This resource is going to help you break down the relationship between some of the old diet rules and some of the new ones. You're like, this is the new rules of my life. This is how I want to live. This is what I want to do. Because until you call your shot, you're never going to make it. A lot of y'all just keep calling the old same busted shots. This won't work, blah, 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 whatever. We got to call the new shots around food. So I invite y'all to do it. If you don't have time, don't worry. I have given you plenty in this call to think about. To redirect in your brain. Pick one thing from this call that matters. Pick one thing from this call you want to make sure you don't forget. And for the next few weeks, you are all in on that one pivot and leave the rest behind. Okay, so here's what I want y'all to do. Do me a solid. I like to know what's landing with you and what's not. I am going to be redoing the Nobius course in quarter one and two, like basically the first half of next year. So a lot of things I'm going to be teaching are going to be things that we haven't always talked about and stuff. And I need to know, like, when you said this, that made the difference. like, you know, I didn't understand this or whatever. Put it in the Facebook group. If you post it over there, tag me so I can see it. Cause I know y'all don't believe this. I literally am in y'all's Facebook group every fucking day. Almost every day I post and I reply to some people. Some days I'm a drive-by. Like maybe once or twice a week, I'm a drive-by. I'm just looking and checking and making sure that I am on top of the world of no BS. But if you post it over there and you tag me, I'm likely to see it. I can't promise I see every tag, I get a lot of tags, but I'm likely to see it. And I want to be hearing from y'all in live time. These are the things that are making sense, or these are the things that like I needed to hear the most. Here's what I learned from it. Here's what I'm going to do with it. Because then I can use that information to help make better and better resources and better content for all of you. Okay. That's it for today. I think Coach Lisa got all the questions answered. This will be going into the replays. I hope it was helpful. Don't forget, ask coaches. Got a facelift. It's rolling out. And I'm very excited to hear how it works for all of you. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.